This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital explorers. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of reality check and recharge. I'm Rachel Carter, your friendly neighbourhood guide through this wild world of screens and stress. Today, we're tackling something super important. Building resilience against burnout. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like every day is a marathon you never signed up for? You know that feeling when your to-do list seems longer than the Declaration of Independence and your brain feels like it's perpetually stuck in urgent mode? We've all been there, right? But here's the good news. Burnout isn't a life sentence. It's a signal aloud, flashing neon signs screaming for a change in course. And guess what? We can absolutely build resilience to bounce back stronger and healthier than ever. So, let's dive into 5 game-changing strategies that can help you ditch the burnout blues and reclaim your energy. First up, we've got the power of boundaries. Think of them like digital fences around your time and attention. We live in a world where everyone wants a piece of us 24/7, emails pinging, notifications buzzing, social media demanding our attention. Setting those clear boundaries is like saying nope, I'm off duty now to the constant demands. No checking work emails after 6 p.m, no scrolling through your phone while you're having dinner, no answering calls during your dedicated chill time. Boundaries protect your precious energy and mental space. Next, let's talk about mindful movement. Now, I'm not saying you need to become a yoga guru or run a marathon unless that floats your boat. But incorporating small bursts of movement throughout your day can make a world of difference. A quick 10-minute walk during your lunch break, some stretching at your desk, even just dancing around your living room while your coffee brews, these little things get your blood flowing, clear your head, and boost your mood. Now, let's get real for a second. Sometimes life throws curveballs, right? We all have those days when everything feels overwhelming. That's where self-compassion comes in. It's about being kind to yourself, acknowledging your struggles without judgment, and treating yourself with the same care and understanding you'd offer a friend going through a tough time. Remember, you're not a superhero, it's okay to have off days. Speaking of off days, how about prioritizing offline time? You know, those glorious moments when you unplug from the digital world and reconnect with yourself and the real world around you. Read a book, take a walk in nature, have a conversation with someone face to face, or just sit in silence and enjoy the peace. Trust me, your brain and your soul will thank you. And last but not least, let's talk about seeking support. We're not meant to go through this roller coaster alone. Talk to friends, family, a therapist, or join a community of people who get it. Sharing your struggles and celebrating your wins can make all the difference in building resilience. You know that feeling when you finally put down your phone after an hour of mindless scrolling and realize you've forgotten what day it is? Or when you finish a stressful project and crave nothing more than a long, hot bath and a good book? That's burnout talking. But imagine the opposite. You wake up energized, tackle your day with focus and joy, and feel a sense of accomplishment even after those challenging moments. Think about the time you faced a huge obstacle, maybe a project deadline, a difficult conversation, or even just a mountain of laundry. How did you get through it? Maybe you took a break to recharge, talked it out with a friend, or found a creative solution. Those are all examples of resilience in action. So remember, building resilience isn't about being superhuman, it's about learning to navigate life's ups and downs with grace, self-awareness, and a whole lot of heart. Now go forth and conquer those digital demons. Don't forget to share your thoughts, struggles, and triumphs on social media using #DigitalPoisonCure. And tune in tomorrow for another dose of real talk about navigating the wild world of screens and stress. Keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.